Arise and Shine Forth. The Presentation by Cindy Suman. Just before my junior year in high school, my family moved 3,000 miles to the San Francisco area. I started the year knowing exactly one person, my freshman sister. Redwood High School was very different from the strict high school I had been attending. The whole atmosphere was intimidating. Shortly after school began, I tried out for cheerleader. I didn't even make first cuts. In October, I went to an audition for a Christmas choir program. Before I even sang a note, the choir director asked me if I had ever been in a school choir. When my answer was no, I was ushered out the door and told thank you very much. The one bright spot in my day was early morning seminary, where I always felt welcome and accepted. At school, I worked hard and occasionally forced myself to contribute during classroom discussions. Eventually, I made some friends and found a group to eat lunch with. I went to the ball games and to school plays, volunteered during Spirit Week, and hung out at the dances. But I still never felt like I quite belonged. I kept busy my senior year filling out college application forms, taking entrance exams, and applying for scholarships. 3 weeks before graduation, Lee, the good-looking, iron-pumping, brainy debate team member and senior class president, called out to me after class and asked me to walk with him. I was stunned that he even knew my name. As we walked, he explained that he was the president of his church youth group. The group had been studying the religions of the world, and someone had expressed interest in learning about Latter-day Saints. Lee turned to face me and asked if I would deliver an hour-long presentation about the church to his group. Weakly, I managed to reply, "You don't want me to speak. Who you really want is our missionaries. I'll ask them for you." His response startled me. "We don't want your missionaries. We want you. We know you, we've watched you, and we like who you are." Stunned again, I told Lee I would be glad to speak to his group. The next 5 days were a flurry of preparation. My seminary teacher, my parents, and the missionaries helped me prepare to explain the basic principles of the gospel and how the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints differs from other churches. Knowing that Lee and his friends were forceful debaters who could be merciless against opponents, I also fasted and prayed for divine guidance. The day of the presentation arrived. With scriptures in hand and a prayer in my heart, I entered the meeting hall. The 35 people in the room, kids from school, a few adults, and the pastor, all turned to look at me as I walked to the front. After Lee greeted me warmly and introduced me, I took a deep breath and began by telling the Joseph Smith story. A calm feeling filled the room, and for the next 45 minutes, the words I spoke came smoothly and effortlessly. I ended by bearing my testimony of modern-day prophets, revelation, and the love Jesus Christ has for each of us. Then, with great apprehension, I asked if there were any questions. Hands shot up all over the room. "Oh boy, here it comes," I thought to myself. But to my surprise, none of the questions were hostile or quarrelsome. As I left the hall, I knew that a power stronger than my own had directed the evening's event. Throughout high school, I had always assumed that being popular meant dating cool guys, appearing in lots of yearbook pictures, or being prom queen. Through this experience, I finally realized that there is a different kind of popularity. Popularity based on respect. Sidebar. General Young Women Meeting, Saturday, March 25th. The General Young Women Meeting is a great opportunity for the young women of the church to receive encouragement and instruction from the First Presidency and Young Women General Presidency. Young women ages 12 to 18 should attend with their mothers and young women leaders. Young women can prepare for the meeting through personal prayer and scripture study. Before the meeting, young women leaders can help girls prepare by encouraging them to memorize the words of the hymn, "I Know That My Redeemer Lives," Hymns number 136. Read "The Living Christ." Ponder the meaning of this declaration and record their feelings about it. A copy of "The Living Christ" can be found on the inside front cover of the Personal Progress Booklet and on the second-to-last page of "For the Strength of Youth." Young women can view the meeting at their stake centers watch it on television, listen to it on the radio, or access it at www.lds.org/broadcast. For those who receive KBYU or BYU TV, note the following times for the initial broadcast and later rebroadcast. Live broadcast, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Rebroadcast, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Mountain Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Time. If you live in an area that does not receive KBYU or BYU TV, contact your priesthood leaders for a viewing time and location. Information about international broadcast times is available at www.lds.org/broadcast. End of sidebar. End of the section, Arise and Shine Forth, the presentation.